Page 46. 5. Broadcast news. B. Listen again. Are the statements true or false? Check the correct answer. Then correct the false statements to make them true. 1.
It's 7 o'clock and time for the news. First, this just in from the World Health Organization, or the WHO. The WHO has reported that we are facing a potential global epidemic due to untreatable cases of tuberculosis, also known as TB. TB is dangerous because it affects the lungs. The number of cases is growing worldwide, and this has researchers worried. According to a recent study, as many as a third of all known TB cases are untreatable because of new drug-resistant strains. The drugs normally used to treat TB are simply not working. For now, the WHO is planning an international program to educate people about the dangers of TB.
2.
And now we have a report on a scandal involving famous 19th century painter Vincent van Gogh and one of his most famous paintings. Sunflowers, done in 1888, was recently bought by a large multinational company for several million dollars. Well, the scandal erupted in London yesterday over the authenticity of this painting. An art expert from the Dutch Art Institute is claiming that the painting is a forgery. Authorities are looking into the matter.
3.
Next, to Mexico, where Hurricane Pauline pounded Cancun and nearby areas last night, leaving many people homeless. The strong winds and heavy rains made for horrible conditions. Floods and landslides destroyed homes and cars, especially in the beachfront areas. Rescue is particularly difficult because streets are blocked, in most cases, by mud. It's believed that some people are trapped inside their homes and cannot get out. Most people have left their homes and are now safely in temporary shelters. Mexican authorities predict that the disaster is going to have a huge impact on the tourist business in Cancun this year.
4.
And finally, a story for all you parents out there. How often do your kids push you to your limit? And what do you do about it? One tired and harassed mother from Illinois decided she'd had enough yesterday. Instead of yelling at her children, as she normally would, she decided to leave. She walked out the door and climbed a tree. The tree with her children's treehouse in it, that is. She told her children she had decided to stay in their treehouse until they started appreciating her more. She put a sign in front of the treehouse that said, "On strike, no cooking, cleaning, doctoring, banking, or driving until demands met." The children tried to persuade her to come down, but no luck. Finally, one of them had the smart idea of baking their mother's favorite treat, brownies. Well, they must have smelled good because that did the trick. Mom agreed to come down and meet her children at the bargaining table. No word yet on the outcome of those negotiations, though. That's it for now. We'll be back in an hour with more news.